On Monday, of course, we had to start refitting the men with new trousers because all the men that were available had been called in to help and were digging out, their fellow bandsmen.
And presumably survivors from the senior band, a lot of their uniforms would have been very badly.
Absolutely. And of course, when it was decided they would do the march round the town, of course everything naturally had to be ready in the way of replaced uniforms for that.
And how did they do that? Where did they get those from?
There was a good stock and store of uniforms at Deal, naturally, because we catered not only for Deal but for other bands as well.
I get the impression that the Marines picked themselves up pretty quickly, and you were back at work, working like billy-o to get it all ready for the Friday march through.
That's right. We were back at work on Monday, fitting and issuing out, new uniforms and working on them. And we were so busy. There was myself, my sister Monica, her husband, who at one time had done some part-time work with my father, my two daughters, all the new trousers, if they had to be shortened, we were cutting them off, and even the daughters' husbands were pinning them ready for the sewing. So even more of the family joined in.
Real family effort.
Yeah, and it was throughout the barracks, many people have said it was a real barrack family. It brought us all together,
By and large, by the Monday, with the Royal Marines back, shoulders back, chest out.
It was very organ they were very organized and all wanted to do this defiant march.